Thessalonians says this, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will surely do it." Jesus, thank you that you are faithful, Lord, when we are weak. But when our faith is weak, God, that you show forth your power, Lord, you show forth your grace to us. Lord, that you never leave us, Lord, but Lord, far beyond what we deserve, Lord, you strengthen us and you empower us by your Spirit.
Battleground, seeing just how much you've done. did we ever walk alone? Never once did you leave us on our own.
I'll stand with arms high and heart open.
heart's desire, Lord, to offer ourselves to you. Use us, Lord. Reveal yourself to us, Lord. Our eyes are fixed upon you. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for showing yourself to your people, God. Thank you for revealing your spirit, your life. Lord, your river that flows, that brings springs of living water to all who drink from it. We love you today, Jesus. It says in 1 Peter 1, it says this. It says, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. And since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Live out your time here as foreigners in reverent fear. I hope you recognize this morning that we are foreigners in the land, that this is not our home, that the Lord desires for our eyes to be upward upon him, to minds alert, and eyes that are looking toward his coming. I need a reminder today, I'm sure we all do, that he is coming for his bride, and that he desires for our lives, our minds, our thoughts to ever be upon that, to know that he is coming for us and he is coming soon. So let me ask you, for this next year, are we going to be people that are looking for his coming? Are we going to be people that live our lives as foreigners in this land, to where as those who belong to this world, who are in this world, see us and we stick out like a sore thumb, because the Lord is doing his work within us and the Holy Spirit is moving through our lives, and those rivers of living water are finding their way, not just to us, but for those around us. And the Lord is doing his work in us. And so I just want us to keep that in mind for this next year, that we are foreigners in this land. That this is not our home, that our home awaits. Our home awaits. And what a glorious, glorious place that will be. I can't even imagine. You can have a seat. We want to sing his last song this morning, and may it just remind us not just of our redemption that has taken place, but that we have been saved, are saved, and are being saved, and that the Lord ever wants us to be looking to him and the time when he comes to redeem a bride. redeeming us this morning, Jesus. We love you. And we sing and pray in your name today. Amen.